You're tuned to the 103 FM Sunday Night Scraith, as I say, coming to you from Courtney Sherry, and we have entertainers and storytellers from all over Ireland. And we have another storyteller coming up to you now, and this man is, I often wonder, is he from a Dublin man via Cavan or a Cavan man via Dublin? But you're very welcome. He's a Cork name, actually, Jack Lynch, a fine Cork name, and you're welcome to the Scraithing House here, Jack.
Thanks very much now, Bob. And it's a great honour to be here, especially with the master himself. And I speak as a storyteller and an actor. It's grand to have the Shakespeare of Irish storytelling right in this very same room here. although, cosy enough as it all is, I see you didn't give the poor man a cushion. He's sitting there on a wooden chair and he's got a newspaper under him. Remind me of what the Tyrone man once said. Are you reading that newspaper you're sitting on? I'll tell you a wee story, though, from my part of the country about a fella living up beyond me, PJ Galligan. And it goes something like this. There was an awkward lump of a moon hanging unhinged in the sky the night PJ came home from Soden to Belladuff with 18 pints of McCardle's on him. He was staggering this way and that, careering across the road. As the storyteller said, it's not the length of the road that worries me now, it's just the width of it. But off PJ went down the road, heading off home in pitch black, careering this way and that, a man in severe need of career guidance, as the fella said. He finally made it home, and outside the house there was an old cat he had there, a black tomcat, and it was in amongst bad company, caterwauling away. This cat now was totally black, and the vets do tell us that it's a queer thing to have a cat that doesn't have a flash of white somewhere. The cat hadn't been inspected too closely, but people said he had no white on him at all. A stinking divil too he was. Ponger, they called him. Ponger do, the black stinker. And PJ was trying to get into the house, didn't he? Swing a kick at this cat and the cat gave out another screech. PJ went in and he finally fell into the bed and he fell into a fitful sleep. He dreamt he was having a fit. And he dreamt about this, that and other, the usual things people do dream about. He dreamt he was flying. And, of course, he could never bear the idea of flying. He was supposed to be going over to Greece one time and he wanted to go on a boat. He said he couldn't go up in an aeroplane. Some local said, why don't you get some hypnosis therapy? That'll knock the fear of flying out of you. Oh, hypnosis has paid you a divil a bit. So that'll cost you an arm and a wing. But anyway, he started dreaming, and in this dream, the cat was standing there and it had a stick of chalk in its paw. And what was there in the room? Only a wee blackboard beside him. And the cat began to draw the number 7 on the blackboard. Ever a shocked. PJ shook his head in his sleep and he went on dreaming about the usual rawmish people do dream of. The paper crown, the spring well bubbling with clear McCardles. The purple JCB that sang, I'm taking the first puff puff to Bally James Duff. This, that and the other. At the end of the dream, didn't the cat pick up a chainsaw and went for a Staffordshire dog that was on the mantelpiece? And maybe he was starting the chainsaw that woke PJ up. He woke up and it wasn't at the morning and no sign of the cat. And he had a head on him. Oh, he didn't know when he'd had a head that way on him before in a lifetime of drinking. He got up anyway and he went into the kitchen and he went up and looked at the mantelpiece and there indeed was the Staffordshire dog. And he remembered the mother used to keep the money in a crack inside the Staffordshire dog. And he put his hand in and he took out £7.07. And he remembered the dream and the cat trying to pass him the message about number 7. He went off into the town. He thought he'd buy himself a woodbine. And he was passing by the local betting shop. And he just put his head in. And what does he see on one of the wall posters? Only wasn't there racing that day in Kempton Park. And there was 7 races being run. And in the last race of the day, there was a horse run. And this horse was number 7. And the horse was called Lucky 7. And the odds at the time were 70-1. And he thought, damn it, I'll put all the money down and if I win something, I'll buy myself 2 woodbines. So He put the £7.07 down on the counter, pushed her across to the lassie the other side of the counter, and she made out the chit for him. And he went there full of hopes for winning a fabulous fortune. And sure enough, the race was run, and this horse, Lucky Seven, come in seventh. And that's about it. He went home and he was in a fierce temper, the poor old cat, and he brought the cat to the vet and had the cat neutered. The cat still goes out of a nice caterwauling with its chums and all that, but now it's going out more in like the role of a consultant. There you have it.
Thank you very much, Jack Lynch. Thank you, Jack.